from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. If you can't avoid driving somewhere during or immediately after the current snowstorm, the most important advice from police is to keep your distance from vehicles in front of yours. Mark DePozzi, Communications Coordinator at Timmins Police, says to adopt a 2 or 3 car distance. That way, a sudden stop by the lead vehicle is less likely to end with yours plowing into it.
If all they can see is your grill as they look back, then you're intimidating that driver. It's unethical, it's unsafe, it leads to road rage circumstances. These are avoidable sets of circumstances, of course.
A full refresher course of safe winter driving tips is at mytimmonsnow.com. If anyone can live up to his responsibilities despite any old snowstorm, it must be Santa Claus. Environment Canada meteorologist Peter Kimball has his own big telescope on the Christmas Eve weather forecast and says it poses no problem to the magic jolly old elf. Kimball says the snow will probably be done falling by then, making it nice and winter-like when Santa's sleigh lands on your roof.
Wind from the northwest and northwest blowing it around, so that's good. You'll have a good trip.
Santa's perfect record will be intact on Christmas morning. That package you mailed late might not get to its destination in time for Christmas because of the weather. Canada Post says mail delivery has been suspended today in many parts of the country. A statement says it will try to deliver mail and packages tomorrow, all depending on road and weather conditions. Regular mail service will resume next Wednesday. About 300,000 Canadians are without power today as a wicked winter storm slammed into the country last night. And in some areas, it's expected to continue until Christmas Day. Scammers are taking advantage of other people's misfortune in connection with the storm. WestJet is warning passengers of a fake airline website and social media accounts in the hopes of luring personal information out of travelers who have their holiday flights canceled. WestJet is warning us all to make sure the account we're interacting with is valid. Its security team is working on solving the issue. The cross-Canada shortage of children's medications has improved, although the demand for it is still high. That's caused by the significant and early rise in influenza, RSV, and COVID-19. The Ontario Pharmacists Association says the import of almost 2 million bottles of children's acetaminophen and ibuprofen has helped, but it still can't claim that we're out of the shortage. Health Canada says it's expecting another shipment by the end of this year or early next. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.